I grew up in Chattanooga and grew up as a kid going to baseball games there in the 60s with my parents. And I was a sports writer at the Chattanooga News Free Press in 76 when pro baseball returned to Chattanooga. And they stuck me on the beat as a 21-year-old kid traveling with the team. The first 3 years the team was there, I probably covered 330, 350 games, somewhere in there. Then when I moved to Huntsville in 98 to work with the Times, my background in baseball, they asked if I would sort of be the point person between with our coverage with the Huntsville Stars, and would spend 25, 30 nights a year out at the ballpark at Joe Davis Stadium, and sort of renewed my interest in the Southern League and my contacts. And this old brain's just soaked up a lot of history, and it was a good opportunity to put it down on paper.
You mentioned the Huntsville Stars, and of course our city is about to lose that team. They're going on to Biloxi, but that's a whole other interview.
Yes, that's a whole series of interviews, yes.
And of course future prospects for bringing in another team, right, perhaps on and on. But what I wanted to ask first and foremost is, when you go about tackling something so expansive as half a century of the history of a minor league baseball, well, league, what do you do? How do you compact that? How do you even start?
The idea that struck me early on when I dealt with the publisher, August Publications, as hokey as it may be, 50 years, let's do 50 stories. Rather than tackle some linear history of the league, which other people have tried to do and have done maybe 20 years ago, I sat down one day on a drive with a digital recorder thinking, okay, what are my stories? What will they be? And off the top of my head came up with probably 30 to 35 story ideas then. List ran probably to 65 or so by the time I started doing more and more research and interviews that might prompt another story. So I had to whittle it down to, I wanted to whittle it to 50 and was able to do that. And it's the old newspaper cliche of human interest stories. A lot of these are really human interest stories as much as they are history pieces.
We only have a few minutes, of course, on air, but could you do your best to relate one of those stories for our listeners?
Sure. One of my favorite is I interviewed a woman named Fran Calafatis. Her husband, George, has passed away, but once hit 4 home runs in a game in Montgomery. 20 years, 25 years after that, she's visiting Montgomery. She goes to a pharmacy to buy something. She's there on a business trip, pulls out her credit card. The pharmacist sees the name and goes, Calafatis, George Calafatis? Great first baseman. And this guy, who was a 12-year-old kid watching the Montgomery Rebels when her husband played there, remembered him vividly 25 years later. And that, to me, is kind of the magic of minor league baseball, that you would remember somebody like that, that a guy made that kind of impact.
Well, it's a very cool story, and a nice little sort of internal family story brought out for the rest of us to see and to read about. What is this thing you have going on at the library? I know they like to bring authors by, especially local authors, when they have something in the works. What are you going to be doing over at the HMCPL?
I will be just doing a little bit of talk, telling some old sports writer stories, and then telling a few stories out of the book, and meeting with people, and hopefully selling and signing a few copies. But just talk a little bit, maybe even about newspaper business with them, and some of the other things I've done outside of baseball. But I think try to relate as many of these stories like I did with about Galifatis and other characters in this league. It's been a league we've seen a lot of household names come through here, but there are a lot of guys who are just sort of lost in the box scores, and I was glad to be able to tell their stories again.
Well, it's the South, it's baseball, there's no shortage of history. Mark McCarner, we thank you so much for joining us and for sharing a little bit of knowledge about your book. Good luck with it.
Thank you, Shane. Appreciate you having me.